Our last break of the day. And Steve, it's time
Juneteenth.
For you. Juneteenth. And Steve, time for you to take us out with some closing remarks.
You know, the Mitch McConnell remark about how he don't see how
African-Americans
should receive any reparations. And the reasons he gave were because none of us that are living today was responsible for that back then. That's an interesting statement to make. You know, they have very selective memory when it comes to doing what's right. And they will remember what they want to remember to stay right. First of all, he said, we've done everything to erase or write our original sin of slavery. He said we. So what he used was, first of all, the Civil War. I'm not a historian, but I was always taught that the reason we had the Civil War was because the group of Southern states decided that they want to keep slavery, and they didn't care the fact that Abraham Lincoln was up there talking about freeing them. They wasn't having it. They wasn't going with this conversation. So we're going to have Civil War. They don't care about nobody up there talking about, no, we're going to let them go. The next thing he said that they did was to help with slavery was civil rights. Civil rights were not given to us. Civil rights was marched for, boycotted for, walked for, set in for, ran for, died for. What I remember of civil rights trying to get them was watching Bull Connor sick them German shepherds on all them innocent people and hose them down with fire hoses. That's what I remember a lot about civil rights, how we had to fight to be considered equal by so many who didn't want us to be. Then his last example of making a right for slavery was to we elected an African-American president. Well, we didn't. A lot of people did, but it wasn't you, Mitch McConnell. So stop saying we, like you've been on board with civil rights and the Civil War on the right side of right for this whole time, because I really don't think you have. I don't think you understand. And then he said that he doesn't see how those of us who were not here back then, those couple hundred years ago, should even can be held responsible for that. And he doesn't see how we would even know where to start giving out the money to who. Well, let me help you understand something. You say that you don't want to be responsible for something that happened, I think he said 150 years ago. And he said he didn't want to be responsible for that because we weren't there then. Well, you weren't there when they wrote this Constitution that you love to throw up in everybody's face. You weren't there then. Oh, but I have some vivid memories of that, too. Remember when women weren't allowed to vote? You know, them was your forefathers had put that in the Constitution. Do you remember when your forefathers, Mitch McConnell, put in the Constitution that African Americans were 3/5 of a human being? You remember when that was put in there? Ah, you had to change that, didn't you? Oh, I forgot, but that whole time you was fighting to make amends for slavery. Yet and still, everything I knew in their power that they was doing was trying to reinvent slavery to make it come in another form. Well, you successfully did that. You made ghettos, and you made ghettos become farm systems for prisons, and you found a way to incarcerate us, which was to enslave us. And then you created unjust laws that incarcerated people of color and women of color at a higher rate than people of non-color. You selected certain poor crimes like rock, crack, cocaine, and you made it more time than you could if you bought the more expensive drug, which was white powder. So you got less time for having white powder than you did for having the poor drug. But you needed the poor drug into the communities because you needed the farm system to flourish the prison systems. Oh, excuse me. This is the same country that's trying to make right for slavery. Now, there are a lot of great non-African-American people who have done some amazing things against the fight for slavery, because we didn't end slavery all by ourselves. Slavery didn't end simply because black people got tired of being slaves. We was tired the day we got off the boat. I can assure you that was the case. So what has happened over a course of time is there have been some lot of great non-blacks who have aided and assisted Quakers and freedom houses along the way in the Underground Railroad and safe houses and places they could stop and rest and get water and be hidden from. I got that. But we ain't talking about them people. We talking about the elected officials that keep passing the voting rights law, that y'all keep have to vote and find out if we should be allowed to vote again or not. That's the America I know. So I won't be sitting around me personally waiting on your reparations, because I don't think you're going to allow that to happen. Because quietly speaking, I think Mitch McConnell said what a lot of people really feel. And that's why ain't nobody got mad at him yet, except us. That's it for today.
Wow, Steve.
My closing remark.
Drop it.
Yeah.